In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Aline Gunn Montgomery, age 89, of Lebanon, died Saturday at the Loretta Mother House. She is survived by four daughters, including locally by Mary Joyce Hayden of Lebanon, Susan McKay of Campbellsville, one son of Louisville, two sisters, including locally by Mary Margaret Tong of Bradfordsville, eight grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Aline Gunn Montgomery will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon, with burial in the church cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mrs. Chris Pyle, age 59, of Raywig, died Monday in Elizabethtown. She is survived by her husband, Leroy Pyle, one daughter and one son, including locally by Wayne Pyle and wife Tammy of Raywig, two grandchildren, her mother, Helen Cox of Campbellsville, one sister and two brothers, including locally by Wanda Cox and Larry Cox of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Chris Pyle will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Dale Roger Walsh, age 83, of Magnolia, died Tuesday at Hardin Memorial Hospital in Elizabethtown. He is survived by his wife, Minnie Walsh, two daughters, including locally by Sheila Beams and her husband, William Cletus of Hodgenville, three grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Dale Roger Walsh will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Dixon Rogers Funeral Home in Magnolia, with burial in the Knox's Creek Baptist Church Cemetery. Mrs. Jennifer Warren Coffey, age 28, of Russell Springs, formerly of Campbellsville, died Sunday in Russell Springs. She is survived by her husband, Roy Coffey, one son and one daughter, Anna Grace Coffey and Lauren Edward Coffey of Russell Springs, her father and mother, Larry and Brenda Warren, one brother of Lawrenceburg, her maternal grandmother, Nancy Dixon of Niffley, father-in-law, Ralph Coffey of Jamestown, mother-in-law of North Carolina. Funeral services for Jennifer Warren Coffey will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Garden. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Children's College Funds or to Gideon Bibles. Donations can be made at the funeral home. Mr. Joseph Roy Mattingly, age 84, of Lebanon, died Tuesday at the Cedars of Lebanon Nursing Home. He is survived by two daughters and their spouses, Marianne and Charles Mills, Patricia and Donald Hafley, all of Lebanon, three sons and their spouses, Terry Mattingly, Alan and Kim Mattingly, Mark and Lisa Mattingly, all of Lebanon, one brother, William Kelly Mattingly of Lebanon, one sister, Julia Bland of Lebanon, 11 grandchildren, three step-grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and six step-great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Joseph Roy Mattingly will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Holy Name of Mary Catholic Church, with burial in the church cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Holy Name of Mary Building Fund. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.